New releases, new music, and the best live performances on Sound Out with Ian McGlynn.
You're listening to Sound Out with me, Ian McGlynn, and you're very welcome back to the second part of tonight's programme. I hope you've enjoyed everything you've heard so far. We will have Carolyn Sampson with her new album Reason in Madness coming up shortly, but first we are joined in studio by the inimitable Sheila Dempsey. Sheila, welcome.
Why, thank you.
Well, where are we starting this week?
We are starting in the West. The Contempo Quartet continue their From Europe with Love lunchtime series in St. Nicholas Collegiate Church this Tuesday, the 7th of May at 10 past one. And this time it's the turn of Latvia and the music of Vasks. Admission is free. Staying in Galway on Saturday the 11th, the RTE Concert Orchestra and conductor Stephen Bell present Adventure Screen Classics, some of the world's favourite movie themes. That's on in Leisureland, Salt Hill at 6 o'clock. And you can get tickets through musicforgalway.ie. And we're off to Belfast next. Jazz saxophonist and composer Nubia Garcia and her band play in the Black Box Theatre on Wednesday the 8th at 7:30. And that's part of the Cathedral Quarter Arts Festival that's in full swing up there at the moment. And on the same night, the Fretless are in the Duncarn Centre at 8 o'clock. And they are an innovative Canadian fiddle foursome that are transforming traditional music and pushing it into new planes and are a must-see. So good luck choosing between those two gigs on Wednesday night. Tickets for both of those concerts are available through CQAF, that's cathedralquarterartsfestival.com.
Indeed, Sophie's choice, or maybe Sheila's choice. Now, some exciting news. Triskell have a world premiere coming up next weekend.
That's right. On Saturday, the 11th of May at 10 past one, two string quartets from the Cork School of Music, the Danu Quartet and the Vanir Quartet, take to the stage in Triskell Christchurch for a beautiful programme of chamber music from Shostakovich, Brahms, and as you mentioned, the world premiere of Ian Wilson's 20th string quartet. I haven't even written one. So that's called The Capital, and you can book your tickets through triskellartcentre.ie. And we've plenty more chamber music for you this week. On Sunday the 12th of May, viola player Nathan Broud and pianist Paulina Lizchenko perform in Kilmurry House in Kilkenny, while in the drawing room of 12 Henrietta Street in Dublin, Ensemble Revelare play an all-baroque programme at 4:30 with music by Bonaccini, Purcell, Mancini, Vivaldi and more. And staying in Dublin for this next one, and again on Sunday the 12th of May in Rathgar Methodist Church at 8 o'clock, soprano Maeve Coughlin, Niall Kinsella on harpsichord, Andrew Robinson on viola da gamba and flautist Marie Comiskey bring us music by Bach and Purcell, and tickets are €10 and available on the door.
Fantastic. Now, the National Concert Hall in Dublin is always busy. It is very busy this week.
It sure is. Pianist Marc-André Amelin is there on Thursday night, the 9th at 8 o'clock, playing works by Schumann, Fauré, Chopin and more. On Friday night, the 10th, the Pipeworks organ recitals continue with internationally renowned organist and composer, originally from Drogheda, Fergal Caulfield. And on Saturday night, the 11th of May, the Guinness Choir, conducted by David Milne, present Brilliant Bach at 8 o'clock. And of course, tickets for all of those are available through the National Concert Hall website.
Very good. And of course, down in Limerick, the University Concert Hall, they are another busy venue on the other side of the country.
They are. Bring your maracas for this. The UL Orchestra present their Spanish-themed Summer Proms concert on Saturday the 11th at 8 o'clock. And joining them is classical guitarist John O'Shea. They'll play works by Rodrigo, Rimsky-Korsakov, Piazzolla and much more. And tickets are available through the University Concert Hall website.
Yes, and now the Dublin Dance Festival, that is ongoing. And but there's some great music featuring, of course, throughout
there it is,
as well.
Yes, it started on Wednesday and it's running until Sunday the 19th of May. And composer Linda Buckley has written a specially commissioned score for a piece called I, Thou, a mesmerising dance piece that responds to the work of iconic visual artist Brian O'Doherty, known as Patrick Ireland. And it's choreographed by Liz Roach. It's on in the Samuel Beckett Theatre this Wednesday, Thursday and Friday evenings at 7:30. And tickets are available through dublindancefestival.ie. There's also a post-show talk on the Thursday evening that would be really interesting.
Yes, absolutely. Dublindancefestival.ie. And finally, some trad happening around the country. Some nice little gigs coming up.
That's right. Starting in Tullamore on Friday night, the 10th of May, in the Tullamore Rugby Club. Sylvian Baru on flute and Ronan Pellen on cittern perform as part of the club sessions. And tickets are available through the Facebook page Tullamore Club Sessions. On Saturday, the 11th of May, Darren Glacken and Sarah Flynn launch their new album, The Housekeepers, in St. Lawrence's Church, Grange Gorman. And finally, also on the Saturday night, the 11th of May, slightly different venue for these, the Kilfenora Cayley Band take to the stage of the Everyman in Cork.
Fantastic. Who would turn down the opportunity to go and hear them play? Sheila, thank you so much.
No worries.
And we'll speak to you again very soon.
You will.